to another episode of Let's Chop It Up. I'm Aaron.
Bob.
And I know what y'all thinking, man. You know, like, damn, them they got the same clothes on.
Y'all take showers?
Yeah, you know, we take showers. We just was behind a little bit. So we had to, you know, do crank out two episodes in one day. You know what I'm saying? That's what we on, man. So this one is trusting yourself. That's our topic of discussion. Okay. Trusting yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Do you trust yourself, Aaron?
I do. But it was a journey to get there, man. Because I didn't believe in myself like I do now. You know what I'm saying? Building confidence is everything.
That's real. That's
you know real. What I'm saying? Do you trust yourself, player?
Now I do. Only now because, like, I'm trying to make it, like, where I try to make my word my bond. That's funny. Bond.
Yeah, it was. You know, I get you on
that. You didn't laugh.
That's kind of boy, you crazy, boy.
No, but I want to make my word my bond. If I say I'm going to do something, I want to do it. I don't want to just procrastinate a lot. Not lie, but just let it go over my head. Because I think I've done that a lot. Like in the past, I think I've done it a lot. Yeah, even when we talked about before about like when your friend messaged you, like not so much like they say long time no see or whatever, and they want to get up with you. And I'm like, okay, I'll be like, oh hell yeah, bet I'll come see you.
Right.
Just hit me up. Should never do it again.
Yeah, it don't be like
it just disappears.
Most of that stuff be sped. You know what I'm saying?
But I wanna make sure like what I say I'm gonna do, not just say it in the moment, just for that, just to make somebody feel better and like that. Mm-hmm. I want to make that a part of myself. To make myself a better person, you know.
No, for sure. But want to talk about like trusting yourself, like when you setting out to do things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk about like doubt.
Do you doubt yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does trusting yourself look like for you?
I think it's more entire, like with confidence. I think if you trust yourself, you're very, very confident. There's little doubt. There's little doubt to failure. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to succeed.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on the task. Because I said, like, a lot of, you know, when you have a little bit of doubt, when you start to feel nervous. That's how I kind of see it. Not that I don't trust myself, but I'm starting
I feel like that's natural, though. Like, doubt creeps in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's reassuring yourself. Yeah. I got this. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused. You know what I'm saying? I can do this. Trusting the work you put in. To achieve whatever you going up against. Like, I still get nervous at work. And I've been driving trucks.
I mean, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So it's like double checking stuff because I've made my mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't scare the hell out of myself out there. Like, I legit dropped the trailer off my back like one time. It slid off the truck and just fell. But luckily, I didn't do a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, it's out there already, but they already know.
But it's funny we got on the topic of, like, doubt. You know, I'm always, like, big on doubt. I think about it all the time, but I always get confused on, like, doubt and fear. Because you kind of get the same nerves with fear and doubt. Because, like, let's just say it's a big task. You're going to feel nervous. You'll have them jitters in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Or fear. Because I know I'm not. I don't. Like, just like roller coasters. I'm not doubtful of a roller coaster. I'm more of like a fear. It's like a fear, but you get that same feeling. So sometimes when I'm in like a situation where I'm trying to accomplish like a big task or goal, I kind of get into like a confusion, a crossroads, because I don't know if it's fear or if it's just doubt. Because doubt, I can try to reassure myself, but if it's a fear, it's more like, you can reassure yourself of fear, but it's more like fear is like...
Fear stops you from even doing whatever you wanted to do. Fear will stop you dead in your tracks. Doubt is just like, I don't know how this is going to go, but I can still go. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of thing. You know
and
what
I think
saying?
That when I, since I can't, because I told you about a lot where I used to like fail and like quit. Because I think it's more of like, I can't really identify which one it is. Because I get the same feeling from doubt and fear. Because if I know it's doubt, okay. I can, like you said, keep pushing forward. But if it's fear...
Fear will stop you, man.
It'll stop you. It'll put fear you on your tracks.
Fear is very powerful. You know, fear will stop you from even getting started on something you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because you're so fearful.
It takes more to get over it rather than just like in the moment. Yeah. Doubt, you can get over in the moment.
Exactly.
You can just get like some form of motivation.
Pep talk, you know what I'm saying? Some quick motivation.
You got
can,
this.
You can lock back into like what it is you're trying to do. You know what I mean? For me, like believing in myself... that looks like just me telling myself, yeah, you could do this. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can't do. You know, I legit like walk and talk sometimes and be like, you got this. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you got crazy. This.
Nah, like, hey. But they say, Kevin Gates say,
you this bitch.
All
you
geniuses
this bitch.
Talk to themselves. Nah, not on those crazy.
Is that you? Like, take my phone out. It's Eric. You talk to yourself.
I'm on some crazy shit. Boy. But nah, I'm saying like.
Eric be in the bushes.
Nah, that's.
You can do this.
But I'd be like walking though. Like, you know, on some like self-affirmation type deal. Like, you got this. Can't nothing stop. You know
I
what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't trying to cut you off. But you ever get like a lot of stares when you walk in public, like in the park?
No, so I'm not doing that's it why. Like that, bro. Like, it's nobody around for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I walk the lakefront or just like the block. I ain't
everybody.
Just like.
Nah, like that. Come
I don't know crazy
until
shit.
The kids come. Get away.
Even if it ain't even got to be out loud all the time. Like, I'm just in my head. You know what I'm saying?
What you like tell yourself?
I'm telling myself, like, ain't nothing you can't do. You've been achieving stuff since you know, a baby. Like, just really believing in this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it's true. You know what I'm saying? It's always been tasking your life. So it's like when you face with something new, like, yeah, fear plays a part. Doubt plays a part. Like, damn, what if this don't go this way? What if it's easy to go there? But it's like, man. What if I do this? You know what I'm saying? Reverse it around. What if I achieve this? What if I attain this? Like, I'm really talking to myself, like, you can do this. You can do this. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can't do. Just focus. Lock in. As soon as you put your mind to it, you can do this. You know what I'm saying? Really affirming myself and believing in it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what we should, like, bookmark in our gym?
What?
If. The word if. Mm-hmm. I think if is a real, real powerful word, more than a lot of people think, because if can lead you uphill or downhill.
Yeah.
What if I fail? What if I can't do it?
Mm-hmm.
And then all these other noises.
Because people give that more power.
But if you can say, what if I do this? What if mm-hmm. I accomplish it? What's going to happen if I do? It'll set you uphill. But it's just that word if. How you're looking at it, your outlook of that word mm-hmm. if.
It's literally a two-way.
Yeah, it's literally a two-way street.
You know what I'm saying? You're either going to go down or you're going to go up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people focus on the down.
Yeah.
Because we're so afraid to fail. You know what I'm saying?
Taking that first step.
Yeah, we're so afraid of that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because I don't know why we have this expectation of, like, as soon as you step out, you're going to achieve. Mm-hmm. Like, no. It's really lessons in your losses. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You have to lose so you can, like, oh, okay, this is what happened. Look back on that. Hindsight is really 20/20 for real. So you can look back. Boom, okay, this is what I did. This is where I went wrong because this happened. Okay, next time, I'm going to go this route.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really learning from that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I used to think that was like a corny saying. Like, oh, ain't no losses. It's just lessons. Like,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But that's really true.
No, it's real. It's
like,
real.
When you really get into something and you do fail, you learn from that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? That's what a growth is, because now you can educate on what I need to do next.
Because I think when we say, do we trust ourselves, I think it's so difficult for people to say, like, answer that question
mm-hmm.
because, or not even just answer that question, or to live that life, because they don't really focus on themselves, like the self-trust. They kind of mm-hmm. hope everybody else trusts them. They're so big on other people believing that they can do mm-hmm. it. They want themselves, they want people to say,
so outside
you can do
validation.
It. Yeah, they want you to be able to do it. Or if they fail, it's more that, not that they failed, but they've seen other people fail
mm-hmm.
and they're scared of it happening to them. Rather than just thinking on themselves, you do not live the same lifestyle as this person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say someone has, we go back to school or whatever. You've been studying all this time, but you see someone fail when they don't study. So now you're thinking, oh, I might fail.
Yeah.
It might be just too hard for me too. But knowing you already put in the groundwork to succeed, but you're just having those self-doubts because someone else failed.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just believing in yourself.
And yourself, because at the end of the day, that's all you can control.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't control what they doing. You can't, because they are in control of their own outcomes,
mm-hmm.
just like you are. You know what I'm saying? So it's focusing on that. What can I do to be better? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And I think growing up in certain environments, that's how you judge everything off of. Oh, can they do it? Or did they do it? Damn. Because, and even just doing that, you get nervous from that. What if I don't get it? That's when all that negative what if, the negative side of what if, you know what I'm saying? That's when we get on that, because, damn, now I got to go. You still have to go up there and do whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to go through the same thing them people went through. So it's like really just focusing on self, not everybody else's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your ability. Find out what it is you can do and what you do well, you know what I'm saying, and going that route.
I kind of, I don't want to get too much off subject, but I kind of mentioned this before, how I just said, like, I kind of, like, want to live like a main character. Do you think more people live like a main character or like a side character? And the meaning of that is, do they? Do you think people just live life just going by someone else's, just living off, not, it's kind of difficult how to rephrase this question, because they don't think too much of themselves. They think about other people, the views of other people.
Yeah, I feel like people are always comparing themselves to somebody else. And they try to live their life off of that.
They be in a comments with some celebrity. How do you know it's OBJ birthday?
You don't know, OBJ. Yeah, you don't know what's important to you. You don't know what it is you truly want to do. That's why I be telling people, like, you really got to find yourself. You got to find out what makes you happy, not what makes them happy. You know, it's you at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people are just living life through, like, what they see on social
someone
media.
Someone else's lenses, you know?
Yeah. All right, man, so I want to ask you this. Do you think trusting in yourself eliminates fear and anxiety?
I would say so, if you're able to successfully trust yourself. If you're able to wholeheartedly, like, 100% find a way to trust yourself, yeah, I think it'll get rid of... It'll get rid of doubt 100%.
But I fear... I think fear as well.
It just depends on what you're scared of. Like, a phobia...
Like, think about it, like roller coasters, right? Some people got to fear heights. When they actually do it, they overcome it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, when I went skydiving, I wasn't necessarily afraid of heights, but you get that butterfly feeling in your gut when you, like, on the descend, you know what I'm saying? We dropping out of the plane, and I didn't really get it, but when I got on roller coasters, I always got that bubble gut feeling or whatever. But on roller coasters, I just don't have that no more. Like, it's completely gone. Even on the steep descent, we're going super fast, like, it's gone. It's still enjoyable for me. I like that kind of stuff. But it's like, I overcame that, like, you know, the whole initial drop.
But I think rather than just you get on the airplane and say, oh, I trust myself and jump out, I don't think it's more of that. I think you had courage. I think courage plays an aspect in you in leading up to you trusting yourself to overcoming a fear. I think in fear, it could be doubt as well, like a doubtful task, but I think if
let's just focus
courage,
on the fear part.
Yeah, I think if you have that courage to face your fear, after it's accomplished, it leads up to you trusting yourself. But I think to get to that point to trust yourself, people have to take a certain step. You have to find courage in yourself, bravery.
To face
I think you can't just... That's why I think a lot of people can't trust themselves. Because they don't have that, especially with fear, they don't have that courage or that bravery to step forward. Don't worry if you fail or what happens afterwards. Just X out what can happen. Like, you're on a plane, the plane crashes. You have to X out that fear. Fear of heights, fear of water. Like, what's that shit called? What's the fear of water? Some people scared of water.
I don't know what that is, but it's a phobia, 100%. You know, I witnessed that shit.
Yeah, scared of heights. I mean, not scared of heights. Scared of, like, bugs or something like that. You know, it's just that having the courage to face it.
I think it's accepting that. Accepting the phobia that you have and facing it head on. You know what I'm saying? That's when the courage part kicks in, like, oh, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? You really talking to yourself. But it's accepting that you're, like, you know, you're afraid of this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's never going to, like, change unless you do something about it. Like, snakes. I don't care for snakes, you know, nor would I ever go, like, just,
you never
go
been
pick
in that
it up.
Situation.
But I've held one before, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, you know, granted, that fear is still there, but I'm accepting it and I'm just trying to be calm.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you feel it's necessary to conquer all your fears, though? Do you think it's necessary? Like, you'll never really be. You wouldn't really find yourself in front of a stake.
It depends, like, what you're going for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's going to contribute to your personal growth, like stepping out and starting a business, you're afraid of it failing, but you still do it. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's going to further you in the future, you know what I'm saying, to your progression in life. So I do think so, but it's like, climbing Mount Everest ain't, you know what I'm saying?
A cave diving.
Yeah, okay. Don't even get me started on
that. You scared of it? Go. Like, you are, accept. Okay, Aaron.
No, that's crazy.
I'm going to put you on game. Accept that you're scared of it. Find courage.
I've been in a cave now. I've legit been in a cave.
I'm talking about the cave you can't move, boy. It's like this.
It got tight. And it's pitch black. Mammoth Cave in Kentucky.
Mammoth?
It was 180 steps just to get to the floor. Like, you just going down these little ass steps. Spiders big as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? What you mix with? You ain't black. Black people don't do that.
I'm from New York. I'm from New York. Yeah.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Another story. The first black man.
My mom's French.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense.
Because on my dad's side, not just one. But yeah, man, like, that was, I ain't even gonna lie, I was a little nervous, you know, because I hate spiders.
Mm-hmm.
The way this shit looked when you first got there, you in the woods, the bus go to the woods and you go to this little entrance thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just a concrete thing like this. Nothing else. You don't see nothing else after that. It just goes down and you walking down these stairs, you know, when you get there, and that was kind of weird. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, where y'all taking us to? You know what I'm saying?
Fine. Like, I find it more weird that you signed up for this.
Nah, I was.
You ain't like researching before trip. You checked in.
Nah, it was a field trip.
Field trip.
I was in a
kind of mammoth cave. Where's that? Kentucky? What?
We went to Fort Knox military base, but we just did like a little excursion deal. But it was cool though. I ain't even gonna lie. It was cool, but yeah, I was a little nervous.
We gonna start a segment where we do like. Seven days, conquer seven fears, and I will give you like a big ass spider.
Nah,
don't run, Aaron.
You don't even like spiders.
You gonna be the straight jacket. I'll push you.
He don't even like spiders.
I'm gonna push you. Gonna be on the ground. Wait.
All right.
I'm gonna have that bitch. You know the big ass.
You got
gloves.
The same fit though.
You know the big ass gloves that they got for the dogs.
Yeah.
With the dogs biting and shit, I'm gonna have the spider. Put that bitch right on your chest. Bitch like that big.
I'm gonna be calm.
What's that shit called? Goliath bird eater.
What the old boy use on Step Brothers Ninja Focus. I'm gonna slow my heart rate down. Yeah, I'm gonna pass out. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I'm
not gonna wrap you up.
If you let that happen, I hope you got Ghostbusters because I'm coming back to hunt your ass. But yeah, man, I do think trusting in yourself eliminates that anxiety and fear to a certain extent. Like, granted, I feel like you always gonna get like nervous whenever you stepping out to do something risky or you know,
a lot of things aren't
like,
as bad as you think they are.
They not.
They usually isn't.
They not. It's just the initial approach of stepping out doing something you never done. You know what I'm saying? It's a little nervous level there. You know what I'm saying? But when you just trust in yourself, you like, oh, I can do this. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you got a good circle, but even if you don't, validate yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you can go places. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we say trust yourself. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. But
are you always doing that?
No, because I got a thought. And I don't want to forget it. But I know y'all watch this and y'all hear us just say trust yourself. I know it ain't going to be as easy as you think. Like, you ain't going to say, I trust myself.
Yeah, it's a level of difference.
Now I'm going to jump over fucking Mount Everest in a fucking, what's them bitches called? Them wingsuits?
Yeah.
You ain't going to be able to do that. But, you know, it's a battle on yourself. You know, you got to accomplish small goals and inch forward to get there. Like, It ain't that easy. I'm still trying to trust myself in certain tasks as well.
It's definitely a process, you know what I'm saying, to like just get in that confidence.
I said I could do it. He said, all I got to do is say I trust myself.
It's that confidence, man.
I'm bulletproof.
Nah. I believe that this is going to bounce off me. And it did. Right.
I'm Hancock.
Nah, but definitely got to like build that confidence within yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because it'll take you places, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, fear stop you before you even get started. All right, so my next question would be, how important is it to block out outside validation and really trust your own opinions and not the opinions of others? And I can go first if you want. Like, I feel like that's very important because you got to be true to yourself at all times. You can't worry about what other people say you can do and what you can't do. They don't know your abilities. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all up to you to determine your worth ethic, how you gonna show up and put the work in to achieve better. Like, that's all in your, that's all in you. Nobody else can determine what you can do and what you can't do. it's all what you dedicate your time to. So I feel like it's very important to, you can take other people, you know who genuine and who not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can take the genuine cues, because most people will try to help you out, but you always got to believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have to validate your opinions of yourself more than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's what you feel about yourself that can take you places. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Your abilities, trusting in your abilities, trusting in the work that you put in to get you to where you want to get to in life. You have to trust that. You have to work that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be worried about other people's opinions. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You can always take the good advice, though. You know what I'm yeah. saying? I'm never turning down no good advice, because that genuinely helps you. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? In your growth. Because it may be something you don't see, and it may be a lesson that you don't have to make it such a hard lesson. You get what I'm saying? You don't have to go down this road because somebody was able to, go this way. Yeah, this would be better. And they list out the reasons why. Now you able to avoid that pothole that, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely think it's big to not look for outside opinions and validations of your abilities and what you're capable of. That has to come mm-hmm. from within. You know what I mean?
Okay. So. I agree a lot. I agree 100%. Well, 80%. Only because I think when it pertains to you, the outside noise or like the outside validation from mm-hmm. other people, I think I'm still trying to learn this myself. Just mm-hmm. focus. I should be the number one voice for anything.
It's challenging.
Just because someone tells me something or gives me advice, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I have to be the number one to make the decision mm-hmm. to accept that validation or cut it out if it's not useful to helping me, or if it's trying to steer me off the road I'm
going. Path.
Because I know the path I'm taking right now, this is going to sound like some fucking cliche superhero type shit, like I said. But no, I know what I'm doing is more of a lonely path, because I need to stay busy. Mm-hmm. I need to stay busy, and I'm going to be doing content. You know, I just started the other channel as well. Mm-hmm. So I know there's going to be a lot of comments. There's going to be a lot of things people can say, whether they are outside the family, with the family, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of family, they agree with it, but I know it's something new to them as well, or even my friends. Nobody mm-hmm. really knows anyone who's doing content, especially in Chicago, that's close mm-hmm. to. Anytime you're doing something different, people,
they put their limitations on it because they don't trust themselves to do that.
Or maybe they tried, and then they failed.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh, you can't do it because I couldn't do it. But no, we're not the same person. I have a certain level of discipline. We both mm-hmm. do, you know. But that's why I said, again, when it pertains to you. But I do think outside, what was the word you were saying? Outside what?
Validation.
Valid.
Okay. Or opinions. I did say opinions.
Outside
as
opinions
well.
Are helpful, even if it's negative, when it isn't directed at you. That's kind of confusing. Let's say we're trying to try different certain tasks. Mm-hmm. We all try to look for the failures in certain things before we try something. In like, let's just say we watched a video mm-hmm. and we're trying to learn about it. We're seeing the things that could possibly go wrong and the things that could possibly go right. But a lot of times it's usually the things that are possibly going to go wrong. Every time I'm trying something, I try to think of the things that's wrong that I can fix, especially like when we were trying this content journey and I was trying to fix it. I was like, why does my stuff keep doing this? And I'm trying to find ways to fix it, or anything in general. Well, like I look at a lot of failures that people do to make sure I don't do it myself.
Yeah, to avoid the unnecessary setback in a way, you know what I'm saying?
You know, so if I take a step to gain the courage to make that acceptance that I can't do it myself mm-hmm. or I'm not ready yet, let me try to research or try to learn about what actually is what
gaining
they do to fail,
knowledge.
You know, gain the knowledge. Mm-hmm. But that's why I say, like, if it pertains to you, you have to be the number one voice. It shouldn't steer you off.
100%.
But outside validation or opinions that may be negative directed somewhere else that you can learn from, I think it's...
And that's kind of... It kind of ties into what I was saying, like, you know, the genuine advice. Mm-hmm. Not so much like the opinion, but like maybe this person done this and they actually do this and they can like, okay, I see what you was doing here, but this would be the better route to go. you know, because doing it this way, and they you know, people list out things, and
it's just that
one. It give you a better idea of like, okay, this that makes sense. Let me try it this way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always tell people, like, I love talking to, like, older people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they can help steer you in a better way because they done been through it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to life issues. They've been here a lot longer than us. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be things that your perception may, you may view something this way, but they've been through this. They viewed it that same way, and that was the result they got. And they help you navigate around that. So now you don't got to hit that bump in the road. You can go this way, and it'd be a lot more smoother for you. You know what I'm saying? I always take that into consideration because them genuine, that's genuine advice. You know what I'm saying?
You ever been in a situation where you're, like, younger, I guess? Let's just say, talking about girls, for example. If you were too nervous to tell somebody you like somebody, and, like, you say, oh, my friend likes this girl, what should he do? Yada, yada, yada. I kind of like making decisions based on that when I ask somebody a certain question. Okay. Because when they know it's you, a lot of people are more biased, especially if they know you. It could be good or bad, but I'd rather just not even have to deal with that, so I can take a real concrete. Because a lot of times they're biased because they know you already. They're gonna judge their answer based on you.
Yeah,
I want them to judge my answer based on someone else that they don't know, so they can analyze, and we both analyze it together and see what they'll do. So maybe I can make my decision now.
Yeah. I feel that.
Because I don't want biased answers. Everybody's going to be biased. Yeah. It's more like, because if you ask me a question and someone else may ask me a question, I'm going to know how to tell you the exact answer based on you because I know you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to answer pertaining to you because I'm with you every single day.
Right.
But if it's a stranger, I'm going to keep it generalized. Mm-hmm. I'd rather somebody keep me generalized and not biased because I'm able to look at it and find out. What am I looking for?
Like a better way to navigate, or?
Yeah. So it's more like an outside look.
I mean, but see, we saying the same thing. It's just like you saying it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. But it's like I would feel comfortable coming to you asking you, like, for advice. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you would genuinely steer me the right way.
If
you have a knowledge on whatever I'm asking, like, because I just don't go to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't mean you well. You know what I'm saying? It may be some, what do they call it, like fake love going on. You know what I'm saying? They don't really got your best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. So it's like, one, I don't just take advice from anybody. But I do let people talk to them. Like, you know, people say stuff all the time. I'm like, okay, but I ain't listening. That's going one ear out the other. But I would want somebody that I genuinely know to, like, since they know me, and if they've been through something, like, yeah, give me the advice, what you think I should do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you on my side. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For the most part. Like,
it is kind of crazy how we both want advice. We want different outlooks.
You want to, like, more of a generalized.
I want it to be
as
an outside look. Like, let's say they didn't know me. How would they approach
advise you then?
Yeah, how would they advise you then?
Yeah. I would want it, like, somebody that know me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they know how I am. They know how I react to certain things. Like, I would want that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you get a little bit more out of the advice because it's tailored to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'll be, I think it's definitely important to care more about your opinions of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the outside. What do you think trusting in yourself starts? What's the first step, if you had to say?
We kind of touched on this already. Acceptance.
Acceptance and what?
Or identifying the problem. Identifying what you're scared of. The fear. Yeah. I don't know.
For me, I would say it starts with self-love. Because when you truly, like, let's just say, like, a child, right? If you have a child, you're going to love your child. You're going to nurture your child. And you're going to push them to always, like, you can do this. You're going to speak life into that child. You get what I'm saying? You're going to give that child that nurturing love to, like, I'm here for you, you know what I'm saying? If we fail, we'll figure it out. You know, all that, like, that positive energy. I feel like that's where it starts, you know what I'm saying? And with self, it's easy to self-doubt, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to fail. Nobody wants to, like, you know, go through that. We always want to just be on the up and up. But it's understanding, like, life don't work that way. It's going to be ups and downs. But we can continue to, like, make steady progress. Mm-hmm. So I think it starts with the self-love and the changing of your mind to, like, accepting, like you said, accepting that everything's not going to go my way. You know what I'm saying? Even when I am trusting in myself 100%, everything's not going to go my way. But I think that's how it starts. Self-love, loving yourself, because that's when the affirmations come in. You know what I'm saying? And I believe it's power in self-affirmations, telling yourself you can. You know, giving yourself that nurturing, loving energy to be able to, like, be comfortable with yourself. It's almost like when I say I like, talk to myself, you know, when I'm having, like, my little meditation thing. I'm walking, man, don't do me like that.
Let's say meditation.
Don't do me like that.
They're talking to you right now. What to tell you?
But, like walking and talking, like, big example, like, when my back was messed up, you know what I'm saying? I'm really up there, because in a way, I felt like I was fighting, like, depression or whatever. You know, I didn't know if I was going to be able to come back. And I'm talking to myself, like, you got this, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can't do. Ain't nothing you can't overcome. You know what I'm saying? You here right now, but you ain't going to stay here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to think better, do better, be better, feel better. Like, I'm really drilling this into my head, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it starts there with the mind, you know what I'm saying? Like with most things, like, when it comes to just that whole mental aspect of, like, the mental toughness when you're going through some hardship. It starts with the mind, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like trusting yourself is the same thing. You really have to, like, be there for you. Pour that positive energy into yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll do it with others. Oh, you'll be all right. Everything going to be all right. You know, we always do that, but it's harder to do that with self. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the more you can pour into yourself, the more you can give to others as well. But I feel like it starts with you. You know what I'm saying? You have to give yourself that love. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't going to always be around to uplift you. You know what I mean? So you got to pour into you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You can't pour into others before you pour into yourself. You get what I'm saying? You will deplete yourself. So it starts with you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm at with it.
I was just like waiting to you to hold up.
This is the first time you ain't cut me out, bro.
Yeah, because I really had to think about this, because a lot of this I've been thinking like of a, I'm just answering like more of like on the surface, like generalized, but rather than how I actually think. I don't think when I've tried to overcome something or like trust myself, I've really thought of self-love or even positive reinforcement. Maybe my mindset has been blurred from David Goggins, because you remember I was in that big ass era of him, but like more like when I'm at a task and I'm trying to find courage, it's more of me wanting to be the best. It's more of a competitive direction for it rather than just self-affirmation. Because I told you before.
Is that just with competing? Or
no, that's for everything.
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 Okay.
Everything. It's more of even with this, even the content. I want to be the best. I'm not just doing this. I'm doing it because I enjoy making content and doing this type of content, like workouts and the
conversation podcast.
But to have an output, the output that I'm having, because you see the output all the time, like I'm posting so much. I'm sitting there for hours and hours and hours. I think if you, it starts to move more outside of you just, not so much of caring, but it's more of an obsession. I have more of an obsession for it. It kind of turned into that. Because, you know, before we weren't even thinking about making content. And then as I start doing it, as I'm spending more and more hours on it, and as more discipline on it, now it's an obsession.
It grows.
To be the best. I'm not just going to sit here. That's why I keep asking you how to improve it, how to improve it, how to improve it. Because it's an obsession to be the best. I'm trying to be better than everyone. And I think that's more, it's more of like, damn, I think I just went too much off of like trust yourself. But I don't think I've that's why I told you I don't really do self affirmations.
Mm. Are you against it?
Not against it, no, but I've never. I think how my brain operates, it more out of not self affirmations, but how bad do you want it? Maybe those are self affirmations. Maybe I'm just wording it the wrong way, or I just have a different outlook of it. Because I don't have like people to tell me some positivity.
Mm.
It's more of if the person I want to become has done this already, or the people that I'm trying to compare myself to, they've done it already. So if I'm trying to compete with them or be better than them, or be, that's why people, my sister and they be trying to tell me to watch this person. I don't watch TV. Mm. I try to stay off it. I watch YouTubers and stuff like that, but I'm trying to be bigger than them because I see myself as bigger than them.
Mm.
But I don't. Yeah, I just got confused.
No, just figure it out. Like, where you going with it? Like, is it more?
I'm trying to say it's more of, I don't see it as like having self love or self positivity. It is a form of that.
Do you think it's like that? Because you've been competing your whole life. You've been in competition since you was a child. Do you feel like it's always, you didn't really dive into like a more emotional side of it? It was like, I gotta be best, I gotta be the best, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. Like, do you think
it could have been? It could be like, I compare myself to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much now. More of it now is comparing myself to myself.
So it's a you me versus me. You. Yeah.
Now it is me versus me all throughout the way. Because I know I kind of see myself a future me. This is some crazy shit.
No, but
I see myself as big as all these other people, but if I want to become that person, I have to do everything I do throughout that day. I have to be grinding, getting better, and that's for anything. Now that's how that mindset has now changed for me. That's why I feel like you can be disciplined, but if you're trying to take it to the next level, you have to be obsessed. I think you're gonna have a, if you're trying to be the, because a lot, I think I wanted to do like a chart. I want to do like 30% of people are unmotivated, not disciplined at all. They're just whatever, they're just going through life. Another 30% or whatever are disciplined. They do certain things throughout the day, but they're not doing something to really elevate, to grow. Because anybody can be disciplined. I think brushing teeth is a form of discipline, because not everybody does it. But doing it every single day is a form of discipline. There's micro disciplines, you know, it's not like something super great. But then there's the other discipline where people are pushing themselves to get better and better and better, which is fine. Then there's at the very top are people that are obsessed and they're trying to push themselves better than everyone. They're trying to push themselves better than themselves and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always comparing themselves to the what they can be, what they could become. They're always trying to be better. And that's why when we walk in a room and we're doing workouts, and I always say, like, I tell the viewers and stuff like that, that they don't have to be better than us when we get in there. But every time I step in a room with someone, I'm comparing myself to be better than them.
Mm.
You know, it's more of a competitive type of thing. Even though I don't show it, that's literally what my mind thinks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even with this, every video I get out, I want to be better than every video we ever had.
Right.
Or every video I post, even though we post so much, that video has to go viral.
Mm.
That's how I'm treating it every time we post something.
Do you feel like that put like unnecessary pressure on you at times?
It does, but it keeps me on task.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't have that, I feel like I'm going to be drifting off and I'm going to be calm.
I don't think it puts too... I mean, it's
pressure. I think I need pressure. That's why I told you I don't really have peace.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of... I feel like, for me personally, I kind of need pressure to move, to move forward. When I have no pressure, I feel like there's no... I don't have no guide on where to go, what direction.
So it's like your fuel source.
It's the fuel source. It's what makes me up, wakes me up in the morning. It makes me stay up all night. Getting this shit done. When I tell you all that,
I'd rather get any sleep. You definitely be putting the time.
I think
work.
I need that to keep me on task. Going. And I think a lot of people, not everybody's going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people need some type of trick to keep them disciplined. Because, I mean, motivation runs out.
Yeah, it runs out.
You know,
so
you're going to need something, just like self-affirmations. Those are tricks to get you on task, to keep you on the road you're going so you don't give up. Just like we talked about the last podcast. How do you know you're going to continue the finish line?
So I guess my last question to you would be, is that efficient in you? And that's like yes or no.
It's efficient for me.
It's efficient
for you. Not for everybody. I know it won't be for everybody. And I know a lot of people that have tried it and failed because they fall under pressure. But okay. I think it's one of the things that I've developed at a high... I think I developed at a high
level. I can see that. Because you've been in competition.
At a very, very high level. And I haven't folded and I haven't like... broken down. I mean, have you noticed me breaking down at all?
No.
No, I'm happy. I'm motivated. I'm not enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. You know, it's that pressure, a chip on my shoulder.
For sure.
That I gotta do this. It's gotta be done. I gotta be better than I was yesterday. I gotta be better than the other people, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's just competitive nature, you know.
Exactly. What works for you? It sounds like you found it, you know. It sounds like you found it.
And I think this is why I'm always happy. When I'm recording, or I'm happy to get a workout, or I'm happy to do like to challenge myself, because this is something I've developed throughout the last 2 years or so that helped my mindset grow.
That's good.
You know,
that's good, man.
Goggins trained, boy.
I was gonna say that too. That's also a form of self love, like because it's wellness. You pushing yourself to not be your lower self. You pushing yourself to be your greatest self.
Yeah.
So that's why I always would like hold Goggins high. You know,
that's, what I mean, that's what I
it's not dwelling in self pity. You know, that's super easy to do. So I would say, I know you normally do quote of the week.
Yeah.
But I got one. You know, and it's about trusting yourself. If you believe in yourself, you've already won half the battle.
Okay.
Because that will drive you to keep doing great things. You know, to keep staying on your path, staying on your journey, and pushing. Fighting and achieving, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that's another episode. Definitely wanted to get this out to y'all, man. Please like, subscribe, and you know, follow us. You know, we're gonna put down our Instagram names, and please, if y'all got any topics y'all like for us to talk about, type it in the comments, man. Sure. We'll be glad to talk about them, man. Till then, stay tuned. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bond.
Peace, y'all.